I'm going to meet you the raster. Joshua Beer. Aaron Bolton. Joseph Graham. Jordan Cohen. Ethan Dalla. Joshua Daniels. Jack Daniels. Jackie Bayon. Ethan Drazen. Joseph Faraday. Judith Freeman. Jacob Friedman. Aya Gatena. Jordy Hirschfeld. Noam Jassy. Dan Kronfeld. Jakob Melman. Joseph McGilmer. Jonathan Mutation. Joseph Mishaev. Jonah Olsen. Nathan Payman, Ian Pinchel, Alexander Alex Schlesinger, Doug Schlossberg, David Schmidt, Ethan Schneier, Sally Weiser. Okay. Let's go right there. So the way I ask, we're right inside the testing with base. About a third of the way down, a quarter of the way down. The Yesh Bekdei Lechamesh Vimei Bechad Amai Bot. Amai Loi Bot. But the Mishnah says in the Reisha that by Min Vimei, even if you have Mei Bechad, Shol Heter, even if you have Mei Bechad, but if it's Mechamesh, then it's not Bot. So Mer says, why is it not Bot? If you have Me'ev Echad, why is it not bottle? Even if it's, why is it not bottle? Very not clear what the Gemara's kasha is. Amalei shiny sod, amalei shiny sod, the chimut sikosha. Amalei kat mil sod, amalei sikhanin, amalei kol shim shavin, shay tzir shir kar l'masai. It's not dak tomi siri osir, if you do amalei rabiyas b'sasai. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Why is it, amalei bottle? Only why amalei bottle? It's not bottle, because it's mechametz. Rashi learns, how could it be that something is nice and time? Rashi should just the mechametz is a kind of the same as time. How could it be that something is nice and time and more than me'ev echad? It sounds like Rashi is asking that the Gemara doesn't understand the mitzvahs. If you have me'ev echad, then how could it be the mitzvahs that something is mechametz? The Mishnah says that it's mechametz. The Gemara is asking the kashin ma'aser. How could it be? The chiyika the other time of kulei hay, very obscure. It's doubly obscure because Rashi seems to learn that the Gemara's kasha is nimshach from the Gemara before. It's a hemshach of the sugya before. The Gemara before thought that in the ratio when it says me'ev echad it means me'ev shel heter 100 to 1. Even though in the Sefer Rav Dimi said that me'ev echad means 100 to 1. And that was Rav Dimi's teretz. That in the Sefer, the difference between Rav Dimi's initial teretz was that in the Sefer, when it's min b'she'en minoi, so you don't have the nifdimu, you only have the zoyah b'she'elit to get in. So you only need to have with the Sefer that says that you don't need 101, but you need to have 100. So when the Sefer said that you don't need me'ev echad, it meant you don't need 101. It's enough to have 100. And yet the Gemara thinks that in the ratio, when it says that you do need Me'ev Echad, it just means you need to have 100, not that you need to have 101. That was the Gemara's kashas. So the Gemara answers, no, in the ratio you need to have 101. So the Gemara says, what was the Sakadaita? I mean, why should the meaning of Me'ev Echad change between the ratio and the Sefer? If in the Sefer, when it says that by Min B'She'en and Minoy, you don't need Me'ev Echad, it means you don't need 101, but you still need to have 100. So in the ratio, when it says that you need Me'ev Echad, the Pashat of Shat is that you need 101. So what was the Kash in the first place? So Rashi seems to learn that the Pshat is because the Gemara thought that it's impossible in the ratio that you need 101. Because Ni'ika the Yoyf Taim HaKulei Hai, in 101 of Heter, there'll be no Metzias of Chimus. So that's why the Gemara was stuck on the idea that in the ratio, Me'ev Echad must mean 100 of Heter, Keneged, one of Issa. So then we could have a Metzias of Chimus. The Gemara said, no. In the ratio, it means 101. What you need in the ratio is 101, not 100. I'm sorry. So the Gemara answered that the Olam of the Reish, when it says you need Meir Becher, it means you need 101. Not that you need 100. You need 101. So now the Gemara, so the Gemara continues, says 101. Mikud Yod Taima Kulei. Is that clear? That's the how the discussion is adequate to Rashi. So it's a very strange thing. Like, Hilu Gemara was Nicha, 100 will be good. If in the ratio, when it says you need Meir Ve'echa, and if it's Yesh B'Knei L'Chametz, Meir Ve'echa doesn't help, had Meir Ve'echa meant 100, I mean, like 100 to 1, Meir, and then an Echad shall have it. So we would be good, we wouldn't have this Kashi Nicha the other time, we could certainly understand that something might be Mechametz, or might be Mechametz and Nisa that's 100 times as big. But 101 times as big, and Nicha the other time, like, what is that? It's like the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, that could have chimutz in 100 that we could understand, but 101, how could it be? I said, yeah, shiny sword, the chimutz kosher. Not only, don't be surprised, not only could he be mechametz 100 times, could he even be mechametz 101 times? Like, what's this gulf over here between the gulf between 100 and 101 is this huge gulf that Gemara didn't understand how you could have chimutz. Very strange Gemara, according to Rashi, very strange Gemara. Yeah, I don't know what's shot in the Gemara. Taisus is Chaylik and Rashi. Taisus learned the Gemara before altogether differently. And Taisus learns that this is the end of the long Taisus. And Taisus says, this is a new Kasha, it's nothing to do with the Gemara before. 101, 100, 199, that's not the issue. The Gemara says, it's Tama Kasha. Once you have a Shir Bittel, you have 100, you have a Shir Bittel, Meir Echad, which is the Shir Bittel. According to Taisus, it means 100, not 101. But whatever it is, once you have a Shir Bittel, you have the Shir Dimua, so who cares that it's Mechametz? What do you mean, who cares that it's Mechametz? If it's Mechametz, it's nice and tam. So Taisus says, let's see the Taisus inside. Towards the end of the Taisus. V'hodepar, v'cheish b'kdei l'hachametz, v'kufala ha'may le'botel, milsa v'ape nafshi. V'lava may de mishanik lay. It's not a hepshik to the Gemara before. It's nothing to do with whether a mei v'echad means 100 or 101. Alay alzeh anodonu. It's a kasha all by itself. And what's the kasha? Mishum, the chimus, anybody has seen his tam gomer, kishan has seen his tam kashuli. The Gemara's kash is because the Gemara, because chimus is not like a regular nesinas tam. The pool of chimus is not like a nesinas tam. Or, Taish Loshin is, it's not like a nesinas tam gomer, kishan has seen his tam. And therefore, the Gemara's kash is, amayle bottle b'kufal. Why isn't a bottle? Ay, it's mechanis. But chimus is not like a nesinas tam. Chimus, Taisa says, is more like hamoda of cholov, like when you turn cheese into milk into cheese. The stand perikol abosar hamayim et ba'or akeva meishu v'noisin tamasur mashma leikin noisin tamshoy. Mishnah says in Kufta Zayin that if somebody was maimed means to take milk and to turn it into cheese. The Arabs used to take milk and turn it into cheese in the olden days. They would take the milk and they would throw into the milk some lining from a cow's stomach. Or they would actually take the milk and put it into a cow's stomach. They would take a cow's stomach, a dead cow, the cut of the stomach, they would pour milk in, and after a while it would turn into cheese. That's called the maimid ba'or behema. So the Mishnah says that it's if the or of the behema, the stomach, gives tam basar to the milk, so then it's also. But if the or doesn't give tam to the milk, then it's mutter. Even though the or is certainly turning the milk into cheese. So the or is being maimed, the or is catalyzing that the milk to turn into cheese. That's not a problem unless it's nice and tam. So you see that the hamod itself is not needed as an asinus tam. Shum the hamod alech hashiva taimu. Being maimed is not called an asinus tam. V'wadin mechimutz. V'mishayni yishayni so adis v'chimutz v'kosh. So first of all, Taisus' premise that maimed is not called, that hamod is not called, is not considered to be an asinus tam. It's less than the sinus tam. That's by itself a machlekes rishayim. Taisus writes from the Mishnah over there in Daf Kuf Tezayin. The Mishnah Taka says that if you take milk, you put it into an or behema, turns into cheese. It's mutter, unless the or was nice and tam in the milk. If you taste it, a meaty taste, you taste the taste of the or in the milk, then in the cheese, then it's also, because that's a conventional Messina's time. But if you don't taste the meat, you don't taste the stomach, it just tastes like cheese. So then it's mutter. What do you mean? It's the stomach that turned the milk into cheese. So taste the mechir from there that you see that hamad is nothing. You only go after in the Messina's time. The catalyzing, that time, what is the catalyzing? The catalyzing is nothing. You have to have a conventional in this time, otherwise it doesn't ask. The Rimi Gash and the Rama Machaluk, they hold that Hamada asks. I said, what's driving the Mishnah? The Mishnah says we need this in this time. So the Rimi Gash explains, they're trying to bring from the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash explains that there we're talking about a kosher animal. This stomach came from a kosher animal. It was shechted properly and everything. So there's no problem here of Nevela, Machalos, Asuras. The only problem is Basa Becholov. Basa Becholov, the definition of Basa Becholov is that the Basa was nice and time in the Cholov, but the Cholov was nice and time in the Basa. If the Basa wasn't nice and time in the Cholov, then it's not Basa Becholov. I don't care that the stomach catalyzed the cheese. The stomach is kosher. The milk is kosher. The stomach is kosher. Everything here is kosher. So it's all got kosher. Elonai is basa b'chalup. No, the definition of basa b'chalup. Derech bishul asatir, like the Gemara says. Derech bishul asatir. The definition of basa b'chalup is that you haven't seen this time. Hamad is not the definition of basa b'chalup. Basa that's maimed chalup into cheese is not basa b'chalup. But if in fact the stomach would have been from a not kosher animal, from a bein tmeo or from a treifa, so then it's machalas asuras. Then I wouldn't even see this time. Then the very fact that I have a non-kosher stomach that catalyzed the milk into cheese, so that would be that would ask. So that would ask. So according to those Yishayim, there's no such thing. Hamada is not a Hamada is just as chomer as nesin this time, just as chomer as. Just as chomer as chimutz. Maybe even more chomer. Yeah, but my muska just kind of therapy. The bichodesh yes akasha. We saw the other day the Rambam sheet is that mechametz is only by min b'mina. But hamodus by min b'she'enina. If you have a not kosher stomach and it catalyzes milk into cheese, it's min b'she'enina, and according to the Rambam, the Rimikash, it's also. So how come mechametz is only by min b'mina, and hamodus even by min b'she'enina? So the Mishkan Sankev explains. And apparently the Rambam holds that mechametz is less than hamad. Mechametz, the chimutz, turns the isa into, makes it chomistic. But it doesn't transform it into something totally different. So it's a pulos and ikeres. The Rambam in the Perish Mishnah calls pulos and ikeres. The isa has a hashbon on the chomitz. So the hashbon, that's only by mimimina, we said a hesper the other day. Because by mimimina, the way of the bittul is the mahalach of the bittul is oitzim yutoi, and if it's pulos and ikeres, it's a chashivos. The chashivos shteres the oitzim yutoi. By mimimina, where it's a different kind of bittul. It's not a bittul of oitzim yutoi. It's a bittul of nesinas tam. That's not nesin tam. So I don't care if it has a chashivos. Just like beria doesn't matter, and just like davar shebeminyan doesn't matter. So being hashbos and ikeres, mechametz and metabol also don't matter. But by milk into cheese, hamoda, that's something else. The whole cheese was created by the stomach. Cheese is a different entity than milk. Not just that now it's more puffy. Cheese is a different thing. And this thing was brought into existence by the cable, by the Ara cable. So that's more than a mere hashba'os and ikeres. There it's the Ara cable mamish made the cheese. So that's even by min mishayne is not puffy. That's the shitas haram. Akopanim, getting back to Tosis. But the Tosis learns of that Mishnah that doesn't matter whether it's a kosher stomach, not a kosher stomach. Hamad is nothing. Catalyzing is nothing. You need nesinas tam. If the Ora Kev is nice and tam in the milk, if the cheese has a meaty taste, then it's also. If the cheese doesn't taste like the meat, then it's mutter. So Tosis, the Gemara holds that chimus is the same thing. Chimus is a mere hamada. It's a mere hamada. And hamad is nothing. So me, that's the Gemara's kasha. I have kufala. I have the shir dimur. It's mechametz. It's just hamad. The hamad is not like missing this tab. That's the Gemara's kasha. So what's the Gemara's teretz? If that's the Gemara's kasha, what's the Gemara's teretz? So how we can take two ways. The Gemara's teretz might be that yes, it's true that chimus is the Gemara still goes with the hanocha that chimus is it's just a hamad. But the Gemara is saying that besides the hamod, it's also nice and tam. It's not just that it makes it into chometz. It also tastes like the sour has a taste, a sour taste. It's called sourdough for a reason. It's a sour taste. The sour has a taste, and it gives some of the etzem taste to the isel. That's one way to learn. Or no, it's Gemara is not chayzer from the nocha that making something chometz is a hamod, and hamod is not a nesinas tam. But the Gemara's answer is that shiny sword, the chimutz kosher, that besides the hamod, it also has a very sour taste, and it gives a taste to the yisrael. Maybe that's the Gemara's teretz. Or the Gemara is chayzer from the Hanocha. The Gemara is saying, no, la'olam chimutz is not a hamodah. Chimutz is in the singer's time. We'll elaborate maybe in a few minutes, but something like that. That it's only a salkadaitach. In the Ritva, there's a big raglayim l'dover in the Ritva. The Ritva, when he calls Toysis, so he talks, the lashon of the Ritva is that the Gemara was, when the machshon, when the Gemara asked the kasha, was salkadaitach. That chimutz is only hamodah time in the singer's time. It's only that's only the having of the makshin, but that's good for the teretz. That it's not true chimutz is in the sinas time, and it's not just the hamod. Ben kach, whether the Gemara's teretz is the first one, that besides the chimutz, which is a mere hamod, there's also in the sinas time. But whether the Gemara's teretz is that la'olam chimutz itself is needed as in the sinas time, it's not needed as a mere hamod. Either way, it's very hard to understand. So what does the Gemara want from Tzir? What's the Hisafir from Tzir? What does the Gemara see by Tzir? You see by Tzir that something could be nice and tam. By Tzir, you see it could be nice and tam to huge quantities. But that was never a problem in the first place. How is it so nice and tam to a large quantity? That was never our problem. We knew that the Chimutz is Machmetz, a big Issa. Our problem was we thought that it's only Hamodah. Hamodah is not needed in Nesinas Tam. We're answering, but there's also a Nesinas Tam. We're answering that itself is considered to be a Nesinas Tam. Kach kach. But the Gemara's kasha was never, according to Rashi, the Gemara's kasha was, you could be nice and tam, kuli hai. How can a teensy bit of sorrow be nice and tam in a great big isul that's more than me'avech? So then I understand the Gemara's tushtal to tzir. But the Gemara's answering, yes, there are things that are nice and tam, kuli hai. You see, like tzir? But Taisus learns, no, that's not the kasha. The kasha wasn't, how could it be nice and tam, kuli hai? We understand the mitzvahs that something is that so is machmetz kulehai. The kashu was, but that's just a hamoda. So the Torah says that it's not just a hamoda, either because it's in this time also, or because the way it's more mashmet in the ritva, because the Gemara is chayzer, and the Gemara says now that the chimutz really is not considered to be a hamoda, the chimutz is considered to be in the sinas tam. Kachay kach, so fine, finish. That's where the Torah stops. Shiny sword the chimutz kasha. That there's a real Nesinas Tam over here. Again, either because the Chimitz itself, the way it's mashed on the Ritva, is needing in Nesinas Tam, or because there's also a Nesinas Tam. That's where the Teretz should stop. What does the Gemara want from Tzir? Tzir was never a Chimitz. Tzir we never thought of Zahamod. Tzir is a regular, conventional Nesinas Tam. It's a very strong Nesinas Tam. Okay, fine, it's nice and time, but a lot of them in a large quantity. So what? Why is that relevant to our kasha? That was never a hang-up to begin with, so why are we mentioning it now? So I think the chat's like this. That the issue taka that the Gemara was facing to begin with was rooted in the fact that we see that Sa'or is Machmet's a large quantity of these. As I use a little bit of sorry, it's machmetz a big piece. So the Gemara thought there's two ways to understand how chimutz works. Well, there's one way to understand that chimutz works, that the sorry is nice and tam into the isa, and the tam of the sorry makes the isa chametz, makes the isa rise. The sorry is a tam. Yeah, I'm not going into it. Whether it's chemically achaisa, but in London. There's two ways to understand. We could understand. See, like gvina l'mashal, like gvina is pashal, that when milk turns into cheese, it has nothing to do with the time of the stomach, because the cheese doesn't taste anything like the orakela. I mean, unless in a special case where maybe it does, you leave it in for too long and it starts to taste stomachy. So fine, that's the end of the mishnah. The issue is nice and down. But normally, when you turn milk into cheese, the milk doesn't get a time of basar, and the cheese doesn't have a time of basar, and it's just a hamada. Which means it's a catalyst. The kevo, the ora kevo, is not nice and tam to the chalav, much less to the cheese. It's just maimed. It means it triggers. It has some kind of pula that it triggers, catalyzes, that the chalav should turn into cheese. So that's for sure. That's called maimed. My toshit is that maimed is nothing. Maimed doesn't aser. And unless it happens to be a case where you left the milk in for a long time and it started to taste stomachy, so then that's a special case. But geventlich, that was in the lexicon. Geventlich, naturally, it's nothing to do with time and the scene is time, it's our mother. Now, chimutz is a little bit different. By chimutz, the sour has a taste, has a particular taste. Sourdough, anybody ever eat sourdough bread? That's not real sourdough. Real sourdough you can't eat because it's so sour. But it's called sourdough because it's a very sour taste. And when you put the sourdough into the iso, it also gets that taste. That's what a sourdough bread is. So nowadays we do everything with chemicals. So we don't put sour. We make bread rise. We don't put sour into it. We take powdered yeast, which is just bacteria, and it makes it rise. But in the good old days, they took sour. Sour was a piece of dough that sat for a long time, very chametzik and very sour, not even oil achilo. And they would take that, then they would put that into the dough, and then the whole dough would have a sourdoughy taste. That's what sourdough. When you buy sourdough bread, that's what they do. They make it. I think. They probably do that with chemicals too, but they probably just add sourdough flavoring to it. But in theory, what it's supposed to be is that they take a real sourdough and they put it in the bread, so it has a sour taste. So here, by chimutz, the isa gets a tam from the sour. So that's two ways to understand what's exactly happening over here. You could understand the way it works is that the sour is nice and tam in the isa. And then that tam, that sour taste, is what makes the isa rise. Or you could understand that, no, maybe it's b'derech hamodah. The sour catalyzes that the isa rises from out of itself, but it's not because the sour is nice and time in it. That's what's up for grabs over here. How does chimutz work? Does chimutz work b'derech hamoda, like the way milk turns into cheese, where it's not the tam of the keva that makes the milk turn into cheese. The keva is just a maimed, just catalyzes that the milk from zichalein should turn into cheese. That's hamoda. Is the lezena term hamoda? Is that the way chimutz works as well, or does chimutz work but derech nesinas tam, that the sour is nice and tam in the isa, and when the isa gets the tam of sour, then the isa rises and becomes chametz? So the Gemara initially thought that it can't be that it works but derech nesinas tam, because how could it be? You have a great big isa and you have a very small sour. The little bit of sour can't be nice and tam into the whole isa. Al korch of the way it works must be b'derech hamoda. In fact, the hamoda doesn't ask. That's the Gemara's kash. That's what he says. That the Gemara said, the Gemara in the Makshin thought that sour, even though it has a little bit of a taste, it does get some kind of sour taste, but that's from the fact that it rose. But it's not that the sour itself is actually nice and time into the isa. The sour just maimed the isa. And then the isa becomes machmitz on its own. To the hamod of the sur, that's what the Makshin thought. The Ritva is that's a sakadaitach, but that's what the Makshin thought. There was a reason why the Makshin thought that way. The reason why the Makshin, that's what the point that I'm bringing out. That's the crux over here. That the Makshin had this conception, like what the Ritva calls a sakadaitach, that sur doesn't work with derech in this time. It works with derech hamoda. It wasn't coming out of nowhere. He had that hanocha because a little bit of sur is makhwa to hold the isa. That can't possibly work with derech nesinas tam. Hakochid works with derech hamoda. In fact, hamoda is not an isa. To which the Gemara answers, shiny sur, the chimutze kosha, the rit is medik, the Gemara is being chayzer from the saka daitoch. The Gemara now says, no, la'olam is not true. So, do we know how sour is machmetz and isa? It doesn't work with derech hamoda. It works with derech nesinas tam. The isa gives a tam sour into the isa. Sorry, the sour gives a tam of sour to the of chimutz to the isa, and the tam makes the isa rise. So it works with derech nesinas tam. How could that be? It's so much isa and so little sour. How could it possibly work with derech nesinas tam? Says the Gemara, yeah, shiny sour, the chimutz is kosher, and sour has a very powerful taste. And it's able to minoise in time to a whole big isa. And where do you see such a thing? At Karta Milsa, you see by Tzir, that you have things that are nice in time to a large quantity. So just like Tzir could be nice in time to a large quantity, Sor is nice in time to a large quantity, and that's how the chimutz works. So maybe that's why if it's machmutz, it's also. Have a ride to this. I think it's the Emissary Chapel Tosis. But that's what the Gemara wants from Tzir. In the Ritva himself, after he brings Tosis, he brings another pshat for B'Shem Mizrebi, that's the Ra'o. The Ra'o says, After Rabin Tosfos, the shiny soil. The way Sa'ur is machmis, this roiv of Isa, which is more than mei of echad, it's not because the Sa'ur is nice and tam in the whole Isa. The Sa'ur is mechametz the Isa that's smuchaloi, and the Isa that's smuchaloi is then mechametz the next Isa and the next Isa. What does the Ross say? The Gemara was that the Sa'ur is not nice and tam in the Holy Sa'ur. Holy Sa'ur, 101, it's too much. The Sa'ur is nice and tam to the Samachloi, and the Samachloi to the Samachloi, and then you get a runaway chain reaction. And that's how the Issa is Machmas. And the Gemara's answer is no, the Sa'ur is nice and tam in the whole thing by itself. Like you see by Tzir. You see clearly in this Ra'ah, what's this happening in the Gemara? The Sa'ur is nice and tam, and the Samachloi, and the Samachloi, and the Samachloi. The Sinas Tam doesn't work that way. The pork falls into beans. We don't say, well, the pork was nice. Yeah, the pork falls into beans, and the whole thing tastes like pork. So, like Shaman and Oilam, we should say, oh, it's mutter, because not the pork was nice and tam, and the beans. The pork was nice and tam, and the beans that are Samachloi, and the Samachloi, and the Samachloi, and the Samachloi, and the Samachloi. But it's not the way. The pork is nice and tam, and the whole can of beans. Like, what's this happening over here that's otherwise? The pshat is because the Gemara was there, it's clear in their Ra'ah. The Gemara was bothered. The Gemara didn't think it's possible that the Sa'ur should be nice and tam in the holy Isa. So how's it machmitz the holy Isa? Because the Gemara understands that the chimutz happens through Nesinas Tam. In order for the Sa'ur to be machmitz the Isa, it has to be nice and tam in the Isa. But how can a little bit of Sa'ur be nice and tam in a big Isa? Al kachuk the Sa'ur is nice and tam in the Isa as muchalei. The Isa as muchalei then rises. Once it rises, it has itself a tam of chimutz. So then it's nice and tam, and the next piece of Isa has mukhalai. And now it rises. And when it rises, it gets itself a tam of chimutz. And then it's nice and tam to the next one, and so on. And that's how the Isa rises. It comes out that the original Sa'ur was not really nice and tam in the whole Isa. It just triggered a chain reaction in the Sinas Tam. So then it shouldn't ask it. The Gemara answers, no, the Sa'ur tak is like tzir, it's nice and tam by itself in the whole Isa because Shani Sa'ur the chimutz e kosher. And there are always mamish mafurish. That's the need in the Gemara. The need in the Gemara is that the Gemara thought that the Nesinus, the Gemara held for the Poshut, that Chimutz works as a Nesinus Tam. The way Chimutz works is that the Sa'ur is nice and Tam, and the Tam makes the Isa rise. But the Gemara thought that the Sa'ur all by itself can't do it to the whole Isa, can't be nice and Tam to the whole Isa. It must be that it's a chain reaction. The Sa'ur, and each piece is nice and Tam, is rises, and is nice and Tam into the next one. That was the Makshin. And the Gemara's answer is no, the Sa'ur is nice and tam all by itself. So I think that in Tosfos is also very similar. That's what I'm saying. In Tosfos also in Halakha the Gemara is similar. The difference between Tosfos and the Ra'ah is how to understand exactly what the Havamina was. But they're coming from the same place. The Gemara in either Pshat is coming from the same place. The Gemara doesn't think the Sa'ur could be nice and tam in a whole Isa. Because how could a little bit of Sa'ur be nice and tam in a whole Isa? So the Gemara thought it must be that the chimitz doesn't work by the Sa'ur being nice and tam in the holy Isa. So how then does it work? So here we have a machlek of two. We have two malach and taisis in the Ra'ah. Taisis malach is that the Gemara thought it doesn't work with derech nesinas tam at all. It works with derech hamoda. Like the cave is made with the cholov into cheese. That's not through nesinas tam. That's through a different mechanism of hamoda. The Gemara's answer is no. It's not through hamoda. It's taka through nesinas tam. It's nice and tam b'kulei. The Ra'ah learns that the Gemara always knew it's through Nesinas Tam. The Gemara never thought it's through Hamadah. But the Gemara's Havamin was that the Nesinas Tam is only through the Samachloi and the Samachloi, and it's a chain reaction of Nesinas Tam. And the Gemara's Maskon is, no, the Sa'ur all by itself is Nesinas Tam B'kulei. Let's just finish the Gemara briefly, and then I want to go back to the Rambam. So the Gemara asks a kasha. Rabbi Yehuda, min v'min le'bato. This Mishnah here is Rabbi Yehuda. How can Rabbi Yehuda say that Sir is bottle at all? It has a very big shear, Karav Messiah, but it has a bottle at all. Rabbi Yehuda is min v'min le'bato. So the Gemara answers, Shiny Sod the Zeyo ba'amos. So most of you try to learn that the Pshat is that Zeyo is the Rabbana. So that's Tanya's the Darabon. And the Rashba says that you see from here that in Darabonans you don't say Midbini Lay Bottle. Rabbi Huda says Midbini Lay Bottle, I tell me to assume there is, and assume Darabon, you don't say Midbini Lay Bottle. The Ritva says, maybe not. Maybe in other drabbanos you do say midbimini lay bottle, but this drabbanon of tzir, this is like a weak drabbanon. This particular drabbanon chazan weren't machmir to say midbimini lay bottle. Then the Ramban says a different shot. Well, maybe he says maybe tzir is a deraisin. Because you're showing him if tzir is a deraisin. Most you're trying to learn from this gemara that tzir is a drabbanon. But the shita, but the Ramban brings a shita that it's a tesis in Avodah Zarah this way that tzir is a deraisin. So if it's nisa deraisa, so what does it mean? Shiny see the zayah ba'amud. So what? But it's nisa deraisa. So Ramban says that even if tzir is nisa deraisa, but it's an isa deraisa. What's lashon Ramban? Ramban says it's an isa deraisa, but it's not the isa atzmai. It's also because it came out of the isa. It's yaitzim in the isa. So it's a less chutzit. That's already a chiddush. Tell you asked the dogim, dogim tmeiyim. That's the isa atzmai. The tzir hayaitzim in the dogim. The Torah also asked it. Because it's yaitzim and adogim, that's a chiddush. The Torah and that isrim a chiddush of yaitzim and aser. The Torah didn't say that mimim milay bottom, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, it needs a hezmer lamas. What's the pshat? So it's a chiddush, but the chiddush is that it's aser. So now it's machalas asur. So why shouldn't it aser? Yeah, it needs a hezmer. Not for right now. I'm not sure if we're going to go into that. I want to go back to the Rambam. We left the Rambam hanging. Go back to the beginning of the sugya. So we have this Mishnah in our law. It says the difference between min b'minoi and min b'shein minoi. Min b'minoi, you have a din of dimua, and shir is b'meir b'echot. Min b'shein minoi. The shear is not b'meir b'echad. It's less. What's the lesser shear? Sabai says shisha. Zroi b'shele. It's right. Zroi b'shele is b'shisha. The Gemara says no. Zroi b'shele is b'meir. But the difference is that in the ratio where it's b'mu, it's meir b'echad. And in the sefer where it's merely zroya v'sheila, so it's b'meya. But it says in the Mishnah that in the Reisha when it's min b'minoi, then you have the dimuah dekadin, so then the shir is meya v'echad. And the sefer when you don't have the dimuah dekadin, why don't you have the dimuah dekadin in the sefer? Let me look at Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says because dimuah be'etzim is only by min b'minoi. Rashi says because in the sefer it's not the isa not be'en. In the Reisha chitim mechitim is be'en be'etzim. But in the Sefer, Pulum Begrisim is not Be'en Be'etzim. It's just the Pulum Ani Moyach, so it's not Be'en. When it's not Be'en, there's no Din of Dimur. But Kachikach, the difference between the Reish and the Sefer is, in the Reish you have a Din Dimur, in the Sefer all you have is a Zoya B'Shela Dikadin. So therefore, in the Reish you have to have a Shir Me'e Be'echod. And in the Sefer, you don't need the Shir of Dimur. You need to call it Tarakula Dikadin. There's Tarakula Dikashir, there's Zoya B'Shela Dikashir, which is, according to Abaye, it's Shishin. And like Rabbi Barabba before. And according to Shmuel Rav Yitzchok and Abdini, so it's b'meya, but not b'meya b'echad. Then we have machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What's the difference between b'meya b'echad and b'meya? Is it 101 and 100 or 199? Also not right now, not important for us right now. But that's the tzuros of the Shmites. The Kapanim says in the Gemara that in the case of min b'shein minoi. So Mishnah Sefer says that if it has tam, it has tam. But if it's not nice in tam, and ain't even nice in tam, then you don't need the shear of dimur. All you need is the shear of zoya b'sheli, which is either 60, according to Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, according to Rav Chiya Barabba rather, or it's shishim, according to Rav Chiya Barabba, which is how he passes. How is the Rambam? The Rambam paskins that by min b'sheni minoi. If a kfela tastes it, so it's mutter, you don't need neither meya nor shishim, it's mutter. But if you don't have a kfela, so then the shear is shishim by chulin, by shari surim rather, and by truma it's meyer, or the filikarim is messiah. So what's going on over here in the sefer? I mean, marashach. What's this case over here that ain't ben benoys and tam? And the Mishnah said that ain't ben benoys and tam, you don't need the shiur, nimu, or meyer, lechot. All you need is, let's say, shishim. Let's stick to shishim because it's just simpler. I don't want to have to keep translating shishim according to one mandomer and meyer according to the other mandomer. The halacha we pass is very b'sheilas shishim. I mean, the Rambam passing shishim. Machol kol yisum shabatari is b'shishim. The limud from Zerah b'sheil, the Rambam says it's b'shishim. So let's just stick with shishim and not keep getting confused. So it says in the Mishnah that in the Sefer, by min b'shein eminoi, if it's ein behem b'nois and tam, you don't need the shir of meyo. But Abai says you need the shir of shishim. What's the case? Is there a kfeilah or is there no kfeilah? Which is also not like Shashim Tosis. What's the case? But what's the case? If there's a kfeilah, so the Rambam says, if you have a kfeilah and he says it's not nice and tam, if you don't even need a goyish kfeilah, it's enough to have a kfeilah. If you have a coin and it tells me that it's not nice and tam, the Rambam says finished, you don't even need shishim, you don't need anything, then it's mutter. Elamai, there's no kfeilah, slekel make a time, but there's no kfeilah. So then why is the shir shishim? The Rambam says that the shir, if you don't have a kfeilah, by min b'shei d'minu, the Rambam says the shir is shishim by meyah messiah. No, there's a shir dimuah. By truma, there's a shir dimuah of meyah. So why is it enough shishim? You should have to have the same shears in the race. You should have to have a shear of meyah v'echol. So I said the other day that the kashin Rambam is a twofold kashin. The first half is not to shver, the second half is to shver. The kashin Rambam is twofold. First of all, the pashup shat of the mission is that ein behem nois and tam means that we know that it's not nois and tam. And the Rambam passes that if you know that it's not nois and tam, you have a kfeilah, ikur kfeilah, then you don't need anything more. You don't need not shishim, not meyah, not messiah. You don't need anything. The kfeilah says, samchino not kfeilah. So how could Abai over here say that you need to have shishim? So that I said is not so shver. Maybe it's a machlekes, Abai nova. Mechran. Abai holds that even if the kfeilah tells me that it's not nice and tam, you still need the bitul ba'itzim yutul, you have shishim. Remember, that's the whole Rambam, that there's two different kinds of bitul. There's the bitul that's not nice and tam, and there's the bitul of itzim yutul. So the Rambam passes like Rova, that when you have a kfeilah who tells me that it's not nice and tam, then that's enough, and you don't need the bitul ba'itzim yutoy. You only need the bitul ba'itzim yutoy when it's lekel mekam atayno, when you don't have a kfeilah. But Abai is not meshuvah to Rova. And it could be that Abai held that even if you have a kfeilah who tells me that it's not nice and tam, that doesn't get you out of having to have bitul ba'itzim yutoy, so you still have to have bitul v'shishim. So that's not so terrible. Abai held not like Rova. Maybe you learned the way in Rishu Levi. Rishu Levi said Kol Yisum Shabbatara B'Shishim. He didn't say Kol Yisum Shabbatara B'Shishim if you can't find the good. So maybe Abai, maybe you learned it up in Rishu Levi. They held that you need to have Oitzim Yutai regardless. And the Rambam rejects that because the Rambam passes like Rova and like Rav Yochanan and the Sugin Daf Tzadik Zayin that when you have a Kecha the Ika Kfeila Samchim Na Kfeila, you don't need Bittul Oitzim Yutai. That's fine. That's not so terrible. That's not going with what he says. But the question is. But Abai Lamaisa holds that you need bitul b'itzim yutoy. Abai holds you do need bitul b'itzim yutoy. And what's the sheer bitul b'itzim yutoy? Shishim. Not meyo. Apparently Abai holds that the sheer bitul b'itzim yutoy by trum, but even by truma, since it's min b'shein eminoy, is not b'mei, it's only b'shishim. Apparently Abai doesn't think there's dimua by min b'shein eminoy or something, whatever it is, but Abai seems to think that by min b'shein eminoy you don't have the sheer dimua, it's enough to have bitul b'shishim. So the Rambam, okay fine, I understand the Rambam holds and you have a kfeilah, samchim na kfeilah, that he doesn't hold like Abai. But when there's no kfeilah, and then you have to come out to bitul b'itzim yutoy, so what's the sheer bitul? So Rav said shishim. But the Rambam invented that that's only by shari surim, but by trum you need to have meyah. What do you mean? You see Abai not the way? You see in Abai that by min b'shein eminoy, even by truma the shir of bitul b'itzim yutoy yishishim. So where did the Rambam come off saying that there's another shir of meyah? That was the kash that we had in the Rambam. Very strong kash. And we never really saw that problem. So I had a machshava. I don't know. I have to change the gist in the Gemara. But I have a machshava. Don't try this at home. Maybe Derech Efshar, for me and you, maybe we could say Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam had a different Pshat in this last Gemara that we just read, which is a very strange Gemara. This last piece of the Gemara, the West, the way it says by us in the Gemara, says We started off with today. And Rashi, Tosis, everybody grapples. What's in the West Kasha? What's the problem? The Mishnah says it's Mechametz. It's Mechametz. If it's Mechametz, it's not bottle. What's built the Gemara? What does Gemara want? Yesh Mekdei Lechametz and Mailei Bottle. What do you mean a Mailei Bottle? It's Leib Bottle because it's Mechametz. So we have Rashi's Pshat, Mikud, that's nice and Tam Kuli High. We have Tosis Pshat, the Gemara thought that it's not really nice and Tam, it's a Maimid. These are very fancy Pshatim. The Pshatim, the plain words of the Gemara, very hard, are very, very difficult words. So I want to suggest, B'derech Efsha, Yulid the Mustafino, that the Ram was Goyos in the Gemara, just the opposite. The Ram was Goyos in the Gemara, V'chi ein b'kedei l'chametz, and my bottle. That's the absolute. V'chi ein b'kedei l'chametz, and my bottle. No, I'm sorry. The Ram is Goyis, not the Chiyem by Kedei Lechametz, the Meir Ve'echad Amai Le'Bottle, but the Chiyesh by Kedei. By us it says, the Chiyesh by Kedei Lechametz, the Meir Ve'echad Amai Le'Bottle. I want to say the Ram is Goyis, the Chiyem by Kedei Lechametz, the Meir Amai Le'Bottle. The Meir Amai Le'Bottle. The Gemara is, and that the Ram looked up, that what the Gemara is asking is Akash. Why is he asking? You just told me that in the Sefer, the Shir Bittul is only the Meir, not the Meir Ve'echad. So you see that there's a Bittul Beitz and Mutei by Meir, you don't need Meir Ve'echad. So the Moir is asking, so if that's the case, then why in the Reisha do you need Meir Ve'echad? Why is the Shir Bittul Beitz and Mutei in the Reisha different than the Shir Bittul Beitz and Mutei in the Sefer? Mam is the question we're asking. Because the Gemara is assuming, like Abai, the Gemara, this whole sugya has this hanocha, that in the Sefer you also need to have bitul beis miyuta. So if you need to have bitul beis miyuta even in the Sefer, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? So we had a mahalach. That's the difference in how much. The Reisha, you need Meir, and the Sefer you need Shishim. That's what Abai thought. Abdimi says no, in the Reisha you need Meir Ve'echod, and in the Sefer all you need is Meir. That's the whole sugya. But you need bitul beitz miyuta, ben bereisha, ben besefer. But the Gemara was saying, Abai and Avdimi were saying that. But the shear of bitul beitz miyuta is different. So I want to say maybe the Rambam looked up that the Gemara now is asking on that. The Gemara is saying, why should that be? If you're telling me in the sefer that it's enough to have meyer, you don't need meyer ve'echod. Or according to Abai, it's enough to have shishin, you don't need meyer. So then in the reisha, if it's Mechametz, it's Mechametz. But if it's not Mechametz, why does the Reisha say you need Meir Ve'echod? If it's not Mechametz, the rule you need is Bittul Beitz Miyutai. And the Sefer says Bittul Beitz Miyutai is B'meir. So why over here do you need Meir Ve'echod? This is good for the Gemara saying. The Gemara right now is rejecting what the Gemara said before. And that's good for Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. So what's the West Hands? What was our problem? Our problem the whole time. The problem we're asking the Ram is, why is the Shir Bittul different than the Reisha in the Sefer? That's what we're grappling with the Ram. Because the Ram in the Yad says that even by Minvish Eini Minoi, the Shir Bittul is a Dibur de Kashir Meir. You know, you have Shishim is by Shari Sun, but when it comes to Truma, you get a Dibur de Kashir, Shir Meir. So that was our problem. So in the Ram, even by Minvish Eini Minoi, you have the Shir Bittul by Tzimutoi is a Dibur de Kashir. So why is it? So how can the Gemara say that it's Shishim? That's our problem. So I want to suggest that the Rambam read, that's the Gemara, we have to tamper with the text a little bit, but the Rambam learned that that's exactly what the Gemara is asking. How can you tell me, Ravdimi, that Reisha B'meya Ve'echad is Sefer B'meya, and for that matter, it's a Kashan Abai too. How can you tell me, Abai, that the Reisha is B'meya and the Sefer is B'shishim, if in the Sefer, Bittul Bo'etzim Yutai works? See, if it is Mechametz, I understand the difference between the Sefer, because as the Rambam says, that Pulosini Keres is only by Yimim B'mina, not by Yimim B'sheni Mina. So when it's Yesh B'kedei L'chametz, I understand, and the Reish is also in the Sefer, it's Mutter. That part of the Mishnah we understand. But what about the other part of the Mishnah? When it's Eimei Kedei L'chametz. So the Mishnah says, but there's still a difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. The Reisha you need Meo Ve'echad, and the Sefer you don't need Meo Ve'echad. Apparently you need only Meo, you need only Shishim. In fact, what's the difference? If it's Bittul Boitzim Yutta, it should be the same across the board. That's good for the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's answer is, Shining Sword the Chumutz Kasha. The Gemara's answer is, you know why in the Reisha you need a bigger shear? Not because it's because the shear dimua changes. The shear dimua is the same for min b'minoy and min b'sheini minoy. That's 100. You know why in the Reisha you need an extra 101? Not because it's min b'minoy, but because it's sa'or. And sa'or is a very big, has a very big kayach of chimutz. Sa'or is chimutz kosher. So even though we're talking in the Reisha about a case where it's not mechametz, ain't b'kadei lechametz, but since Sa'or be'etzim is so volatile, since Sa'or be'etzim has such a big power of Nesinas Tam, or a big power to be pulos and nikeres, whatever, it has a very big punch. So even when it's not mechametz, and you're just coming on to a shear of bitl ba'etzim yutoy, the shear of bitl ba'etzim yutoy for Sa'or is bigger than the shear of bitl ba'etzim yutoy for Shardvar, for Pulim and Grisim. The Gemara is saying, "Lechudus of Shat in the Mishnah." Like this, you learn the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah says two things. Of course, it says that in the Reisha there's the din of Mechametz, and the Seif there's no din of Mechametz. The way the Rambam read the Mishnah, fine, that we understand. But the Mishnah also says that in the Reisha you need a bigger shear. You need Meiv Echod, and the Seif all you need is Shishim or Meiv Abayin of Din. So we always understood that what's the difference? Reisha, what's the difference? So all the Rishonim understand because in the Reisha it's min b'mina, in the Seif it's min b'sheini mina. According to Tosfos, because dimu is only by min b'minoy. According to Rashi, because dimu is only when it's ben, and chitim b'chitim is ben, but pulim b'grisim is not ben. L'markedisli. But hatzara shavash ben that the difference in the Reisha and the Seif. Why is the sheer bitul vaytzim yuta change? Because in the Reisha it's a dimu dikadin, and the Seif there's no din. It's only a zrei b'sheila dikadin. But the Rama holds that that's not true. You have a din dimu in the Seif too. So I want to say that's good for the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's answer is that the reason why in the Reisha there's a bigger shear is not because it's min b'minoy. If min b'minoy has the same shear as the Sefer, the shear would just be a plain ordinary male. You wouldn't need male b'echor. In the Reisha there's a bigger shear not because it's min b'minoy, but because it's sa'ar. Because the case of the Reisha was sa'ar. Sa'ar shul chitim shenasara b'iso. The case of the Sefer is pulim and grisim. That's why the shear is different. In the Reisha, if it would have been not sa'ar, if it would have been just stam chitim b'chitim, then it would also have been, would have been b'meh, not b'meh b'echor. And the Sefer would have been Sa'ar Shal Chitim B'Sa'arim, so it would also have been Me'ev Echad. It would have been Me'mina, 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 Me'mina is not the difference. The difference is the difference between Sa'ar and Pulim. Sa'ar is Chimutz Kosher, it's a very powerful thing. So even when it's not Mechametz, Chimutz Kosher has the power to be Mechametz, but here it happens to be that it's not Mechametz. But since it's such a powerful thing, so Chazal said that even when it's not Leis and Tam, or even when it's not Pulos and Ikeres, when it's not Mechametz, it's not Pulos and Ikeres, but the sheer bitl ba'etzim yutoy also takes cognizance of the fact that we're talking about a very volatile thing, and therefore even its bitl ba'etzim yutoy has to have a bigger sheer, and you have to have mayo ve'echor, and that the Gemara brings from tzir, raya from tzir, because by tzir it's also min b'minoy. The mission of that tzir is min b'minoy. Tzir shel dogim tmeim with dogim tmeim, it's min b'minoy. So who cares that the tzir is very nice and tough? Especially the feed the Rambam that the shear of min b'minoy has nothing to do with Nesinas Tam. Maybe the other Rishonim that the shear of shishin by min b'minoy is otu min b'she'ein b'minoy. So it's fundamentally Nesinas Tam like a shear. So I understand shear is very nice and tam by min b'she'ein b'minoy. So by min b'minoy they also gave it a bigger shear because the otu min b'she'ein b'minoy is going to be that much bigger. But the feed the Rambam the shear of shishin the ab by min b'minoy has nothing to do with Nesinas Tam. It's a shear of bitl ba'itzim yutoy. We don't know if it's such a time or not. That's not the point. The point is lekel and mekam a timer, so it has a different kind of shear, a bitl b'itzim yutoy. So then by tzir, who cares that tzir is very pungent and tzir is very nice in time? Yeah, it's very nice in time, b'shein minoy. But here it's min b'minoy. Here the bitl doesn't work with nesinas tam. Here the bitl works with b'itzim yutoy, and b'itzim yutoy is shishim. So how come tzir has a different shear? A kolch chataymer that even when it comes to bitl b'itzim yutoy. But when Chazar would convey the shear of bitl v'isim yutay for something that's very pungent and very powerful and very nice and tam, so even by min b'minay, when it's not nice and tam per se, the shear bitl v'isim yutay, it's nonetheless going to be a different shear. And the shear bitl v'isim yutay for tzir is going to be korob l'masayim. So al derech zeh, when it comes to sa'or, since sa'or, when it's nice and tam, when it's pulos and ikeres, is very powerful, and its pulos and ikeres could be in very large uses. So even though here I happen to have a case where it's not, where it's Eimbe Kedei Lechametz. I happen to have a case over here in the Mishnah where it's Eimbe Kedei Lechametz. So I don't really care that it's not actually being Mechametz. I just have to have Bitul Beitzim Yutai. But the Bitul Beitzim Yutai is also bigger. The Bitul Beitzim Yutai for Sora is 101, not 100. They built into the Beitzim Yutai, it's a bigger shear. And that's the worst test. Oh, so it's very good. So now, so therefore, it comes out that the Maisa is Taka, the Gemara now is being Chaser from everything it said before. Before we thought that the Shear of Beitzim Yutai is different by Min Bemina and Min B'Sheinim Mina. Abai, Rabdimi, those were all of their suggestions. Min Bemina is the Meya, Min B'Sheinim Mina is B'Shishim, or Min Bemina is Meya Echad, and Min B'Sheinim Mina is B'Meya. The Ram doesn't bring it. That was our problem. The Ram passes the Shear Bittel Beitzim Yutai by Min B'Sheinim Mina is the same Shear as Min Bemina. But that's the Ram's Chiddush, that even by Min B'Sheinim Mina, when it's Lekka Kvelo, you need a Shear of Meya. What do you mean? It's against Abai. And the emphasis is we never had a mocker for that Rama. Where did the Rama even get it from? All the Rishonim are chalik on the Rama. The Rama is a chiddush in the Rama. That even Maimon Mishayim, you know, when it's Lekka Kvelo, the Shear is not just Shishim, it's Shishim Maimon Messiah. The Rama has a Gemara for it. That's the Gemara. The Gemara said, Rabdimi, Abai, you're wrong. If Oitzim Yutoi is Shishim by Min Mishayim, or if it's Meya by Min Mishayim, then that should be the same Shear by Min Bimina too. And therefore the Gemara rejects that distinction, and that's the Rambam, that there's taka no difference min b'mina and min b'sheinim mina. It's the same bittel, the same sheer bittel b'itzim mutei across the board. I but fort, the Mishnah says a chiluk, that in the ratio you have to have more than you have to have in the sefer. So the Gemara says, that's not because it's min b'mina, that's because it's sa'ar. And Chazal gave a different sheer for sa'ar. So they have a sheer of 101, not a sheer of 100, or 100, you have a sheer of 101, not a sheer of 100. Ah, you'll ask me, so but the Rambam should bring that. There's no Ram anywhere that Sa'ar of Truman is 101, not 100. That's a Chiddush Din. So that's what's saying Ram. It's a Poshut. It's a very big Chiddush Din that the Shear for Sa'ar is bigger. One bigger. The Gemara only says it because it needs to be Chalak in the Reish in the Sefer. How come the Reish you need 101 in the Sefer, it's enough to have 100? You have to say Koshayim and Sa'ar and Chimutzei Kosher. But the Ram passing like Rova. Rava holds when you have a kfela, you don't need shishim either. You don't need anything. Samchin and a kfela. Once you hold like Rava, that samchin and a kfela, the safe is poshut. The safer you don't need. We don't have to mechalik. The race is 101, and the safe is 100. The safe you don't even need 100. You don't need 60. You don't need anything. Samchin and a kfela. So if that's the case, then there's no hechrif. There's no reason to be mechadish. The shining sword. The Gemara is only mechadish. The shining sword. The chumutzik kosher. The mechalik and the race and the safer. Because the Gemara thinks that even in the Sefer you have to have bitul baitzim yutai, like Abai, like Avdimi, like the whole sugya, like Rav Shuva Levi maybe. But the Rambam passes like a Rova, that by bin b'shein eminoi samchin nakfela. So then the Mishnah's kipshutai. The Sefer doesn't say if anybody menesim tamer reizim buteres. You don't need shishim, you don't need mei, you don't need anything. Samchin nakfela. End of story. If that's the case, then the Reisha doesn't have to be 101. The Reisha could be an ordinary mei. There's no hechar for it. The Gemara is mechadish shiny sorch shechimutzei kosher because the Gemara's back is to the wall. We need a mechadish from the ratio of the sefer. Make of it a ratio of the sefer. The ratio. So the Gemara says, "Abai said ratio b'meya sefer b'shishim." Rav Dimi said ratio b'meya echod sefer b'meya. The Gemara rejected all of that because what's the difference? Bittel b'itzim yudah should be the same across the board. So Maile Botel. The Gemara said a different answer. Shiny sorch shechimutzei kosher. When it comes to sor, you need 101, not the ordinary 100, because since it's chimutzei kosher, they made a bigger shear bittul baitzim yutai. But that this whole sugya the Rambam rejects because the Rambam passes that samchin nakfela. Once it's samchin nakfela, the Mishnah's kipshuta. There's no need to mechadish the shiny sorch shechimutzei kosher. No, it's the Rambam read in the sugya that the Gemara. The Rambam saw in the sugya that the Gemara rejects of Dimi Nebai and says where you need bittul baitzim yutai, the shear is across the board. Is meh. There's no chiluk between min b'mina and min b'sheinim mina. Where you need bittul baitzim yutai, the shear of min b'mina is the same as shear of min b'sheinim mina, and that's the shear of meh. I then fought the Mishnah. At the end of the day, you have this Mishnah. What's the difference between the sefer? So Agamar is forced to say shiny sor shechimutzei kosher. That the Reish has a bigger shear, the Reish is Meya Echod, and the Seif is Meya, because the regular Dimu is Meya. But the Reish is Sa'or has Meya Echod. But that's a very bechidish, that's where it has to say it. But the world only has to say it because it has this problem, Ma'ikim ben Reish l'Seif. How come the Reish is Meya Echod and the Seif is Meya? The Fida Ramam lahalochu passing like Rova, the Seif doesn't need Bittul Ba'itzim Yutai at all. Because when you have a Kfela, you don't need Bittul Ba'itzim Yutai. So in the sefer, you samchin la kfeil, you give it to a kohen, he tells you that it doesn't have a taste. So you don't need bittul baitzim yutai. So if that's the case, then the Mishnah is kipshuta. There's no need to be mechadish shayin esoshech and mutzei kosher. But we can still take away from the sugya that where you do need bittul boitzim yutay, for example, when it's lekek feila, and then even Rav agrees that you have to come out to bittul boitzim yutay, that's Rav, when it's lekek feila nishishim, then you do need bittul boitzim yutay, so that's by ichari surim. But by truma, what's the shear of boitzim yutay by truma? The male, like it says in the Mishnah. And you can't say no only by mimshein amin and not by minoy. Because that's our, that was Ram Dittik out of Agamara. That when it comes to bitul boitzim yutay, there's no difference made between mimimini and mimshein amin. Yeah, the pshat's very geshmak. Of course, we had to tamper with the words of the Gemara a little bit. Okay, that's not a cardinal sin, but it's not something you want to do every day. Okay, I think we'll stop here.
Can we say that perhaps when the Rambam said Shishim Mei Messiah, that was within Rava when it's one or the other, when you only have a choice of one or the other?